Unit 5. Love is... Tape script 5.1. Martine and Jaap.
Well, it was nearly 25 years ago now.
No, it was 22.
Oh, yes, 22. And I was on holiday in Provence, a walking holiday. I'm from Holland. It's so flat, so the mountains here in Provence were irresistible, especially in Mont Ventoux, just here. It is wonderful walking trails.
Yes, you see, I've lived in this village all my life. I was born here. Every day I've woken to the sight of the mountain rising up in front of the village. Every day is the same, but a little bit different. It's so beautiful, the way the snow line ebbs and flows in the winter, or how the flowers cover the mountainside in spring. It's entrancing.
So I was on holiday with a friend of mine, Remy, and we'd walked to the summit of Mont Ventoux. It's a long climb, nearly 5 hours. We could see a village below us, a beautiful medieval perched village cascading down the hillside. It took us hours to reach it. And by the time we did, we were exhausted and very thirsty. So the first house we came to, I knocked on the door to ask for a glass of water. And
oh, I remember.
The most beautiful girl opened the door.
Oh, yep.
I fell in love. On the spot. That was it. My friend returned to Holland on his own.
It's true. Poor Remy.
But lucky me.
It was so unexpected. See, I am an artist, a potter. So my friends always believed I would marry a creative man, another artist or a poet. And in a way, I have. You see, Jaap was a physics teacher when I met him, but I have taught him how to work with the potter's wheel, to throw the clay and work with the kiln. He learned so quickly and became an expert. Perhaps his science background helped. Friends say my pottery improved the very day I met Jaap, and now we've worked together for over 20 years. He throws the pieces and I hand-paint them.
The studio where we work is attached to the house, and we have a small shop next to that. Whether we're working or not, we always have the view of Mont Ventoux to inspire us. We never grow bored of that. Or each other?
Ah, no.